The sounds of heavy artillery can be heard in various parts of the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. And these are the sounds that have been playing out throughout the night. And it's the second day of fighting between the Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese army. Now, we can hear fighter jets flying over Khartoum strikes. We know that they have carried out airstrikes against various locations belonging to the Rapid Support Forces. And we can see columns of smoke rising and covering the skies of Khartoum. So it's obvious that there has been no de-escalation overnight in the fighting between the RSF and the Sudanese military. In fact, the Sudanese military says that they have been able to take control of the RSF bases in several cities, including Kassala, Gadarif, Port Sudan, that's all in the eastern part of the country, as well as Akosti in the south. So lots of tension. Those sounds are becoming very common at this point. It could be heard throughout the capital. Civilians are also caught up, and they're quite tense and confused with regards to what's happening. More than 56 have been killed, nearly 600 have been injured, and they have a hard time accessing hospitals. And even those who do manage to access hospitals find a shortage of medical personnel because of the ongoing fighting. It's not clear yet who has the upper hand, but there is a lot of tension here in the country.